Kovach, Nasa Sheva, Nasa Shmita. Says this year it's Erev Shmita. A lot of Bnei Torah Noeg Erev Shmita to learn Sacha Shviyas to get ready for next year's Shmita. So we're also going to live out Yoni Shviyas today. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that's Sechem Ra'alach, it's also my cotton, that's Gimel and Vez. The Gemara talks about the Locha of Tesebe Shviyas. We know Shviyas, when the main thing of Shviyas is, you're not going to do any avoid any work on the Kaka and Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to be Chayrish or Zereya or Kaisa. We don't plow, we don't plant, we don't cut the field, regular Katsira. There's also a Locha there, right? Of Tesebe Shviyas. Shviyas Be'emes and Aziz, a Locha stopped before Rosh Hashanah. This year, before Shana, Shloshim Yoim, before Shviyas, already starts the loss of the Seva Shviyas, and certain things are also ready from 30 days before Midraisa. The Gemara compares it to, we find the Seva Shabbos, the Loch of the Raisa, that every Shabbos, you mechut, you mechabal Shabbos, something before Shabbos, at least a minute or two before Shabbos, you mechabal Shabbos, you start Shabbos, and it isn't the Seva Shabbos, but say Shabbos. You keep Shabbos for an extra, at least an extra minute, so we have the Shabbos. Yom Kippur also has been the Seva Shem Kippurim, so and this Vachila also, we have to start a little bit before Yom Kippur, you have to eat on Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, you have to eat on a little bit afterwards. The Gemara says, Kol Shisba Shvisa Yesh Bei Tesefes. Wherever you have a din Shvisa to rest, like on Shabbos, you have to rest, Yom Kippur, you have to rest, you have to eat on to it. The same thing on Shvias is a din of Shvisa. The Kaka has to rest, so there's a din of Tesefes. And the Chiluk is, the Shabbos is one day, so Tesefes Shabbos is not going to obviously be 30 days, it's only going to be, it on to the day, a minute or two. But Shviyas, which is a whole year, so what we get on to Shviyas is not just a minute or two, we get on to Shviyas the whole 30 days. Midaraisa. So the Gemara asks, Menolman, how do we know the din of Tesefes Shviyas? So we have Machlokes in the Braisa. Kiva, the Braisa says, Sani, Bechoshe Bekotzi Tishbois, there's an extra pasuk that says that you should rest from plowing, from cutting the field. Kiva says, Ein Tzachay Mechosh Bekotzi Shal Shviyas, this pasuk does not teach us about Shviyas, because there's a very psukim about Shviyas. So what's this extra pasuk? This extra pasuk is coming to teach you Tesef Shviyas. And Rabbi Shmuel's Chalak, Rabbi Shmuel says, this pasuk of Bechoshe Bekotzi Tishbois is actually talking about Shabbos. It's not so clear what's talking about, just as you should rest. So Kiva says it's talking about to rest on Shviyas, and it's coming to teach you Tesefe Shviyas. The Shmuel says it's going on Shabbos. Next, and what do we need the extra pasuk of Shabbos? We know already all the malachas are on Shabbos. So the Shmuel says it's a special halacha to teach you that ma chosh v'shus, af chatzi v'shus. That just like...
Why Shabbos is not to do
with chosh v'chatzi. Why is it specifically chosh v'chatzi? Yeah. Why is it specifically? Okay. So Shmuel learns that it's a whole special gesture that just like Harish is always a Rishus, there's never a mitzvah that Torah says Harish, no such thing. So the same thing, but the Torah asks it, Harish should only ask it by a Rishus when it's not a mitzvah, the same thing, Katsi. The Torah only asks it Katsi when it's a Rishus, not when it's a mitzvah. But if you ever find a case where Katsira, cutting fruit or cutting wheat, is a mitzvah, that would be Mutan Shabbos. And where do we have a mitzvah of cutting on Shabbos? We have the mitzvah of Katsiyus Aima, to cut the Aima. Even though Bemis, every Kavah Mincha, if you need a Kavah Mincha, you need Chitim, you have to plow the field, you have to grow the wheat. Teretz is, that's like a Hechsha Mitzvah at the most. There's no special Mitzvah. But Ksisa Oim is a special din of Matzah Chorosh, and a Chorosh, of Matzah Kotzah Kaitzah. Even if you found the cut wheat, there's a Mitzvah to cut the wheat for Shemitah, for the Kavah Oim, which is brought the second day of Pesach, and it has to be cut that day. So in case the second day Pesach comes out on Shabbos, there's a special mitzvah to cut the wheat on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, the special Shabbos. That's what we're going to have on this pasuk. L'chayr b'kiva doesn't have this pasuk. So l'chayr b'kiva, if you have the, you wouldn't cut the wheat on Shabbos. They'll talk about how we paskin l'maisa and the Rambam is a shekel spear. But akaponim, then the Gemara says, according to Bishmol, how does he know the din of Tesef Shviyas? If he's using this pasuk for Shabbos, the Gemara says, according to Bishmol, it's halacha mashmishinai. The second of pasuk, it's one of the halachas mashmishinai that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, Tesha Balpeh, that the din of Tesef Shviyas. Agoponim, it comes out, say, according to everybody, there's a din of Tesef Shviyas. Everybody holds that 30 days before already halachas of Shviyas start. The Machlokes is, where do we learn it out from? Rabbi Akiva learns out from the pasuk of Bechoshe Bekotze Tishbeis, and Bishmol learns out from the halacha mashmishinai. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, then we learned this recently in Dachemi a few days ago, the Avtesam Abeis, and the Vimatskal Mutta, Zog Vashem Abein Atam, a Chiddush, that this halacha, Tesev Shvi, is a Chay would only be on Charisha, only on plowing, not on Zerea, not on planting. You'd be allowed to plant Mamash up until Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because since the whole halacha is going back on the Pasuk, B'chosh V'katsi Atishbois, the only halacha mentioned in this Pasuk is Charisha and Ktsir. As the Min, Rabbein Tam says that the whole halacha of Tesev Shvi'is is only B'chosh, is only on plowing. And V'katsi would go on Matzoi Shvi'is. 30 days after Shvi'is, you're not allowed to cut for business the wheat of that grew on Shvi'is. So Mordechachidish, the Rabbein Tam is saying that the whole halacha of Tesev Shvi'is only goes on Charish, not on Zerea. You're not a plant. Kletim Mechaslinach, and it's a Shin Chavov, is Rabbein Tam saying he saw a daf according to Bekiva? What about according to Bishmol? According to Bishmol, that the halacha of Tesev Shvi'is is not going up in this pasuk. It's the halacha of Meshmi Sinai. Maybe the halacha of Meshmi Sinai goes on all malachas. You're not allowed to plant either 30 days before. And Taisa says it's only according to Bekiva, or do you say that it's lav daf going to Bekiva? Taisa has a mention of Bekiva, maybe Taisa's paskin's like a Bekiva. Like we said, it's a shayla, and the shayla, how we paskin, like a Bekiva, Bishmol, is a taka, is a big nafkamina, do you have the pasuk to be matir, to you say on Shabbos or not? But it's lav daf, maybe
we have some. The infamous Nash says in the Tisha Yitzchak, don't hold it.
If it's a lima from that.
If it's a lima,
says, no, okay, but.
But
the Mitzvah kind of says it more according to these two. It seems to be Paskin. What?
How can you ask a Shaila? According to him, the Pasuk is something else.
Well, we know there's some sort of, I guess the Gemara knows that we know there's some sort of din of a...
But if it would be done on everything, then...
A little bit smash the Gemara that there's no machaikas. There's just machaikas we're going after. Right, we're at the market, in the family. But on Chayr, according to Bishmol, it's also from Sinai, and Chayr should be learned out for all the malachas. So Milchus Chana says no. He says it could be even according to Rabbi Shmuel that holds the Chacham Shmuel Sinai, it's also only going on Charish. Why? He says because if you look close in the Gemara seems to be mashma that there is no straight out Halacham Shmuel Sinai to Tesev Shvi'is. But the Halacham Shmuel Sinai, the words of the Halacham Shmuel Sinai is the Halacha of Etz Netiyos. They're very interesting. That's definitely Halacham Shmuel Sinai of Etz Netiyos. Halacham Shmuel Sinai of Etz Netiyos is that if you have 10 young trees, that's young. SNT is 10 young trees in the base saw that are close together in the base saw, you're allowed to do Harisha up until Rosh Hashanah. The Halacha Mishnah Sinai tells us that there's no Tesef HaShvi'is in this case. Special halacha, if you have 10 young trees in the base saw, there's no Halacha Mishnah Sinai, there's no din of Tesef HaShvi'is. If they're more spread out, then there is a din of Tesev Shvi'is. If it's less, if they're old trees, if they're not young trees, then they're not a Dukharish. But according to the Mashmoyis of the Salacha, all the Halacha Mishmi Sinai said was that if you have Es and Atiyas in the Beit Saw, you're allowed to do Charisha.
What is
the Charisha
that they gave by trees?
They used to, I guess, plow around the trees somehow, I'm not sure, to cultivate the trees. That would be Mutta. That could be the whole Halacha Mishnah Sinai of Tesev Shvi'is is learned out from that Halacha Mishnah Sinai, from a Mashmoyis. Since the Halacha Mishnah Sinai told us that you're allowed to do Charisha by Es and Atiyas in the Beis Saw, we infer from that you're not allowed to do Charisha for anything else. As a main of the whole inference, the whole limud of the Halacha Mishnah Sinai will also only be on Charisha. That's what he wants to say. Right, everybody holds to that. But if that's the only, the Mitzvah wants to say that's the only Halacha Mishnah Sinai. There was no straight out Halacha Mishnah Sinai with Tesev Shvi'is. It's only an inference. Since the Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Halacha, the Esen Atiyas, you're allowed to plow up until, even 30 days before, up until Rosh Hashanah, it's Masha from there that there was a din to Tesev Shvi'is. But if that's the whole Mashmoyis, then the whole din of Tesev Shvi'is would only be a Charisha. That would have to be a straight out Halacha Mishnah Sinai.
Why would you say a Chiluk?
Because there is a street also which is saying about Eretz Shviyas. You have to say just from the saying of Mashmoyis from the Gemara.
I hear if there was no Mukhach, but it's
Mukhach
anyway, because
of Mashmoyis. Okay, but that's what he wants to say. That it could be if that's the whole Mukhach Mishnah and that's the whole inference, it'll also be only Din of Frisha. Akapanim, then the Mechachrin, right, the Nois Vav, he says another Shaila. He says, if you take a hole, there's no din to seva shviyas on. If there's din to seva shviyas on zireya, then of course it's also the kol shleishim yarim, the whole 30 days before. But if there be no din of to seva shviyas on zireya, and you really bet some allowed to be zireya till mamash Rosh Hashanah, which definitely is a very time sheet in Rebbe Kiva b'shul holds away according to Rebbe Tam. And Chassid wants to say it'll be even according to Bishmol also, possibly, but for sure that's the way it is according to Kiva. Are you allowed to plant mamash into Rosh Hashanah? Maybe not. Maybe if you, because the matzis is whenever you plant the seed, but after klal, most droyim they're not nishrash until 3 days. Nothing happens for the first 3 days. After 3 days, it starts to sprout. As a man, even if the rei will be mutta until Rosh Hashanah, maybe be also to plant within 3 days of Rosh Hashanah, because if you plant right before Hashanah, it's going to grow on Shviyas. Are you allowed to do something er Shviyas that will make it grow on Shviyas?
Similar like it.
That's interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. But it started already. I mean, it's going to continue growing. Is the Yitz on the Gavra, you're not supposed to do anything that's on the person? He's not supposed to work the Adama on Shviyas? Or is this the Chetzer? We're not supposed to let the land do any work. If it's on the Gavra, so the Gavra is not doing anything on Shviyas. He did it every Shviyas. This is supposed to grow on Shviyas. But if it's
also Harisha, what's the work? What's the land doing?
That's considered avoda. I hear you saying, but
just plow the land.
But you're making the land be plowed. But if it's an it's a chesed, then it'll be also even erev shviyas to make it grow on shviyas. And what Chaim wants to say is mistaber, it's an isagavra. It's a chesed. I'm sorry. It's also to let the land, the earth is supposed to be displaced. Shaps the earth, the land has to rest. And if you plant that erev shviyas, and in a way that will grow on shviyas, it will be also. He brings down there's a similar shayla by Shabbos, the famous machlekes by Shem Beit Hillel and Sefer Shabbos Safiches. If the din shviyas is kelim, Beit Hillel holds there's no din shviyas is kelim. All machlekes of Shabbos is also on the gavra, but Beit Shammai holds there's din shviyas is kelim. Your kelim have to be Shabbos also. You're not allowed to set up like a tino or a hose to water the ground on Shabbos. You talk about setting the sprinkler system before Shabbos to work on Shabbos. According to Beit Shammai, the Asal Shis is Kelim. Your Kelim are not allowed to work. Your Kelim are not allowed to do Moses Zuria. According to Beit Shammai, you cannot have a Shomel pot. You cannot have a pot cooking on the fire. Even though you're not doing anything, you put the pot before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, your pot is cooking. You're not allowed to have Shomel. Taisus and Babasiyah and Elmatiyah, Staflam and Obeys, if the Gemais, according to Beit Shammai, how do they have hot food on Shabbos? So Taisus is a maskia their Kelim. Every year of Shabbos, I had to make sure to be mafkid the shalom pots, and to be able to have chamin, to have shalom on Shabbos, to have mafkid. Because if they owned it, it would be Shisus Kalim. Is the name, according to, I was going to say that over here, by Shvius, even Beis Hillel be moed, Beis Hillel is chal on Shabbos, it's not in Shisus Kalim. But on Shvius, even Beis Hillel be moed together of Shisus Kaka. Your Kaka has to rest. You're not letting your Kaka do Zerei either. As a man of Mechassanach wants to say such a chiddush that to be Zereya right before Shviyas.
What would that be considered to
accept the Shviyas? No, he told Shai, if you hold, that we explained, if you hold, there's no to accept the Shviyas on Zereya. If you say the hold is
on Zereya. But how can you do it for 3 days? That's not considered to accept this?
then it's resurrected another 3 days, so then it is successful.
Well, it's not because if you hold it, no, then the Tisabe Shviyas on Zereya, it's not the Tisabe. The only reason I can't do it is because I can't let it happen. There's no din Shabbos. Every Shabbos is going to be Shammai.
It's automatic. It's not working now for the next 3 days, right?
Yeah, but that one. That's not, but that, but you're not, it's not considered shvius. It's a way of not to be able to shvius. Okay. My sister, the other person, talk about it also, the Shoshana, about planting right before Shoshana on shvius. The Tal speaks about it, the Melchizedek, some in Bez, the Chaznish speaks about it, and shvius, the Minyan Zion, others speak about it also. Agav, the famous Machoikis, the Shashan, the Chaznish, about Shabbos itself. What about, for example, somebody wants to plant every Shabbat something, like like Shimon said about even cutting nails when you're going to cause the fingernails to grow on Shabbat, that they talk about. But Lamaise is a real malacha, the rice of planting every Shabbat 3 days before Shabbat, and it's going to grow on Shabbat. Maybe according to Beshamri or Takabiyasa, I'll shvi skelem. But according to Beisilmo, for sure that's for sure mutter. But what about the cat? What about the plant on Shabbos itself? What? It's your kaka. It's only din shvi'is kelim. It's only din shvi'is kaka.
Yeah, I mean that's what kaka.
Your cat. It's only din shvi'is kaka. That's not your keli. That's your keli. Well, that's.
You raise the shvi'is also.
Okay, but a cat to plant on Shabbos when you know it's not going to take root till after Shabbos, that's for sure also. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says planting on Shabbos even though it doesn't take root. Obviously, b'chi chay v'chmona. The Torah says to plant on Shabbos in the oifen with seifa in the sherish. But the shashka the shaila. Sorry, what? I was going to say that's the shash. The shashka the shaila. What about somebody plants on Shabbos? He puts the seed in the ground, that if he did a good job, it's going to grow, give it a few days, it will grow, and then 2 hours later, he pulls it out. Does that take off his aveir? Is now my freya comes out and takes it. So Shash brings down, so Teresh Gemara, that's Dara Dara Fia, such a case. The Gemara talks about. The Shash brings down, he wants to compare. The Shash brings down that the Gemara says, brings right to that a person puts isa, puts dough into an oven. In the old days, when it talks about for some reason, they used to put the dough on the wall. They would slap it on the wall and it would stick to the wall. And then when the challah was baked, to remove it was a lechus umdus, a vidiyas apas. They had a certain keli that they would pull it off the wall. So the Gemara says, if somebody put the dough in the oven, and he was over malacha of baking, that he did the malacha of baking on Shabbos, and then before it bakes, he goes and he takes it out. The Gemara says, yipata. Because the mice, it turns out you didn't bake anything. Planter Shash, same thing over here. If somebody puts a seed in the ground and it does a good job and it's planted, it's going to grow, but he takes it out 2 hours later before it's Nishrash, before it takes through the same thing, it'll be Pata. That's the Rishash. The Mechaz Chinuch in Kuntus Mechaz Shabbos, Mechaz Zeriah, in Tashas Yisrael, he wants to be Chalak. He says, there's a Chalak. He says, by Oifa, since it's possible to bake on Shabbos, you could say that's what the Torah asked. The Torah really asked not the mice putting in the oven, the Torah asked baking on Shabbos. It is when you do a mice and then it bakes, that's what the Torah asked. But by Zereya, since it's never Nishrash on Shabbos, that will never happen. It'll never take root on Shabbos. Obviously, what the Torah's Machayev was doing a mice of Zereya, not the mice of Zereya.
If, let's say, somebody puts in an oven, in the Gemara, if you put it in the oven 3 minutes before Shabbos, and it bakes here at the Shabbos, you're also chayav.
No, you're not.
What?
No, you're not.
No, I mean on Shabbos.
You mean 3 minutes, maybe
you put it 3 minutes before Matzah Shabbos.
Before Matzah Shabbos.
Oh, and it bakes the Soy Shabbos?
And it bakes the Soy Shabbos, the Vadi Yichai.
Actually, no. I think you put
the.
I think that's called
pasta.
I think it's talking about the. He says, by Malachas Eifer, the Gemara Taka says, if you put the dough in the oven and you take it out before it bakes, you pasta, because since the Derech HaKlal and Shayach to bake on Shabbos, you say that's what the Torah asked, that you bake on Shabbos. And if you took it out, you take it out either. But by Zereya, the Torah knows that it's never going to take you to Shabbos. Obviously, over there, the issue of the Torah was not to have something. Not to have a plant that's taking root. It was just to a mice that's ready to take root. There's a mingle that's mechaslina. If you put a seed in the ground in a good way that it's going to take root, then even if you take it out 2 hours later, you'll taka be over. You'll be chayv. So what's the shashas for? The shash seems to hold that lemaisa, even though the malacha is planting in the ground when it will take root after Shabbos, but it has to take root after Shabbos. If it's not going to take root after Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference that it was roi to take root. The fact that you put it in the ground and lemaisa, it's not going to take root, that's not malacha zereya.
If he's taking root after Shabbos, it's going to be mechayev.
That it's a tenai in your chiyuv of what you did on Shabbos.
And the same thing, especially if you do it, let's say.
Yeah, but that's not true. But that's not true. But there, it can't happen on Shabbos. But the Menachos Chinuch will hold.
Also, besides this and that, yeah, this one.
But the ma'aseh mechitzas will hold. Since the ma'aseh, when you put the zera in the ground on Shabbos, even though it doesn't take root until after Shabbos is chayev, obviously the Torah does not care so much about the part of it taking root. The Torah is just asking a ma'aseh where it was possible to take root. So even if you take it off on Shabbos, you'll still be chayev. Well, I think mechitzas is a mashal that if you plant it on Shabbos and the person was chayev and mashal, but soy Shabbos to Adam came and they gave us soy, you don't have to wait for it to take root. And then what about after Shabbos, the day after Shabbos, if he pulled it out? I think even the Shash should be Moedi B'chayev. So what's the chunk if he took it out after Shabbos, if he took it out on Shabbos itself? Obviously the Malacha there is, the Maitza, just planting it. But the Moedi B'chayev is the Shash Mechassanach, these late Achrenim, in a Zam Maitza, somebody puts a seed in the ground, and he takes that 2 hours later, if he chayev Misa Spezin, if he chayev Karas, if he chayev Kamachatas. So it's the Yish Machoikas in the Sinder Isaac.
Okay,
I can give it a look. It's the same thing. So we printed it out, the Shash Safayin Gimel on the Mishnah. Another thing you want to speak about was the din of Kedush Teir Shvius and the din of Tvisa Stamim on Kedush Teir Shvius. The Gemara Nevei Dezer, the Tanach Beis Maral, says that the Torah says also learn the schayer. The din of Teir Shvius is we know the fields have to be hefka and everyone comes in and takes and everyone's on ben ani and ben ashim. Everyone can come into the field and take the pears to eat. But it's an issa to schayer these Teir Shvius. So also learn the schayer. You're supposed to take it and not just sell and not just do business. Of the ma'aseh, you are allowed to sell a small amount. That seems to be clear. Like if an onion, a poor person comes in and gathers a few apples, and he meets somebody in the street, and it's his Teir Shvius, and somebody goes, you know what, I'll buy for you those apples, and he wants to. He's allowed to sell a small amount of Teir Shvius and take that money and buy food with it. He wants to buy fish, he wants to buy meat. That's not called tzchayer, a small amount. That's not called doing business. That's all part of the achla. But lacha is, if you sell Teir Shvius, the money that you get for it has Kedusha Shvius. One of the lachas of Kedusha Shvius is what you do with the fruit. You have to eat it. And you have to eat a kedaka. You have to use a kedaka. The Moshul, the Gemara says that Teir Shvius, that's from Shnai, it's also Shvius. Teir Shvius, that's made to eat raw, you have to eat it raw. Don't do it like a kedaka and cook it. Teir Shvius is a way to eat it cooked. You have to make sure you cook it. You should not eat it raw. And certain shemen that's made to be soft, to smear on the body, you have to use it that way. You have to use it to smear on the body. You have to do everything kadaka. It's mainly the same thing with money of Teir Shvius. When you get the money, you have to use it to buy food and eat a kadaka. Another big halacha is you cannot take that money and use it not for eating. So somebody sells Teir Shvius and he wants to go rent a horse that day to ride on, or rent a car, that's you're not allowed to do. You have to buy food. It's interesting, you don't have to buy dafka peyers. You could take that money, you could buy fish, you could buy meat, but you should buy food and you should eat it. That's all part of lachos of Kedushas Shvius on the money. There's a Mishnah in Shvius, and the Rambam is a little bit more Meir. The Rambam says, Chayim b'Shvius v'Hekdash. We find a special Chayim on Shvius v'Hekdash. Poyis the Hekdash, yot the Hekdash al-Chulman. Beat this to a dumb and tafka. When you pay the Hekdash becomes Chulman, and the money becomes Kedush. That's it. But Shvius ain't a cane. El amoicha pay Shvius, yit this to a dumb, v'yassu pay Shvius. But pay Shvius, the Rambam says, it's really a mission also, that the payis always remains Kedush Shvius. The money also becomes Kedush Shvius. But then the Rambam says, if you take that money and then you buy something else, and then what's this example? Kesa, lokach ha-peir shviyas, you take that money and you buy bossa. Now the bossa becomes kedusha shviyas, and if you take that bossa and you trade it in for dog and for fish, then the fish becomes kedusha shviyas. So the halacha is, the last thing is kedusha shviyas, and the original peir is kedusha shviyas, but everything in the middle becomes ice. So again, if you take peir shviyas and you transfer it on and you sell it, the pay is kedushis and the money is kedushis. And you take that money and you buy fish with it, so now the money is no more kedushis, but the fish is, and the original pay is there. That always remains. And then you take the fish and you buy it and you transfer it into meat. The last thing is kedushis in the first thing. The last thing remains kedushas v'yis, and the fruit always remains kedushas v'yis. And the reason is, it's only about the midrash, the Torah says tiya, and we dash b'riyasa pei loyim. So the kedushas v'yis will remain loyim. And the Mishnah in shvi'is is that peiches, Mishnah Zayin, I'm sorry, periches, Mishnah Zayin, and it's a sugi and sukkah that's on the test also, on the Nachayr, you have, again, you can have kedushas v'yis on money, in two ways. The chayyim, like we said, if you sell a small amount, the hetzer, and ani is not to sell a small amount and get the money to go buy other food with it, meat or fish. And another way in the chayyim is if you do an issa. So the person does the issa chayyim. The person goes takes he does that there. He takes thousands of dollars worth of pay shvius and he sells it. He takes it in a there, but the money he might say kedusha shvius. These are the two cases. The mitzvah in this shin chavtes, this yidaret, he says the shayla. What's the shia to be over this aveya of schayer, or using money which has kedusha shviyas, shalai kalacha. The schayer that first of the aveya on the schayer is a bitul mitzvah say. There's no lav in the Torah. The Torah says la'ochla, b'loim la'schayer. You should eat it and not use it for schayer. And la'ochla, we dash and also, you should not use it shalai kadaka. And but I see they also call it a lav habamachal say. It might be in the Muhammad than bitzim mitzvah say. It's called a lav habamachal say. A lav which is going up in a say. La'ochla b'leinu tchayr. So what's the shia? So thank you, Mechatzinach. We know the Gemara says in Sukkah that hey and in Yumad Abav that all shiurim are of all mitzvahs and all theirs are lacham hashmisinai. But the general rule is that by any mitzvah which has to do with achila, the shia is a gzayis. So every mitzvah achila, the shia is a gzayis. Any mitzvah has to do with money, gneiv, gzeila, Amila or Kedusha Isha, Zimri Kasha Isha, according to the Beit Hillel, is a pruta. The shi'a is a pruta. So what about this money that you bought Per Shvi'is with? If you take that money and you do something wrong with it, you buy food and you don't eat a kadaka, or you do use it to go rent a horse, or to buy a horse, something that's also to buy, are you over, is the shi'a kazayas, or is the shi'a pruta? Since now this is halacha and money, the shi'a will be a pruta. That's Mechatzinach's Svar. And I was thinking, I mean, again, we don't want Din Zechem Mechatzinach just in Svar without a Raya, but in Chayr and Svar, I would think that the Shia should remain the Gzayas. Because the Mice, the Shia, the Taka is dealing with money over here. But it's not like Gnev Gzayla or other Aveyrs, which is Mamish and the money. The Yisoyda of the Aveyr over here is that you're not doing Ochla. The Torah told me to take Per Shvius and Ochla. Now the Kedusha Shvius went on this money, so I'm supposed to buy food with it and eat it. Lechayr, the Shia should be Gzayas. That would mean, Lamashal, let's say the gzayis of the cheapest food would be 3 prutis. So I should have used that money to buy at least the cheapest food. So Lachera, I should be over for 3 prutis, not 1 pruta.
This is by Master Shani. Master Shani is similar, right?
Master Shani. Right, so if you're over with Master Shani, maybe Master Shani also. You have to know what the Sherisha this is. But again, since the Sherisha this over here is the Chayr La'ochla, I would think that even though right now we're dealing with money, the Sherisha should be exiled. It's not like the Mechatzin that was ending on the Shemir Pruta. Another kasha I had was it's all one mitzvah. It's a little bit spread to say that over here this mitzvah of La'ochla Ibn Chayr is the exiled, and over here the Shia is a Pruta. It's all one mitzvah, and you think the Shia changes according to the material that we're dealing with? To me, it's a bit spread. So I was thinking, like it could be, there's a beautiful Pnei Yeshua in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Pnei Yeshua says a different shayla. Pnei Yeshua says a shayla, if a person takes money from Kedusha Shvi'is, and he buys, I'm sorry, no, person not money, I'm sorry, but a person takes an esrog from Shvi'is. A person buys an esrog from Shvi'is for the mitzvah of Sukkah, so the mitzvah of Sukkah is to take an esrog. And we know when you buy an esrog for Sukkah, it costs a lot more money than a regular fruit, it costs like $100. Just for the mitzvah. If you buy the esrog just to eat, just the person likes esrog generally, it would cost maybe $5 an esrog. The reason why esrog is so expensive is because it's not ben imsa. And even though when it comes to when it comes to the mitzvah, everybody wants an esrog, so supplying the man, esrog is a nice esrog, mudig esrog is $100. Even though the supplying the man is the same the rest of the year, it's not that many around, but. And a person wants his esrog jelly, let's say, but he's not going to spend more than $5 on it because if he can't get it for $5, he won't buy it. He won't have it. So he'll eat something else. I don't know how much I should talk about this, but I remember years ago I had a friend, a chavrus. This was before sregim were grown in America, and he was the first one to think of it. He was wondering, why don't we grow sregim in America? Because he understands that you need a special climate and maybe a certain part of the world, but he can't imagine in America there's no place that could grow an estrog. He did a little research and he found out that California, we know, grows citrus fruits. And he contacted, this guy's a real entrepreneur, he was in a lot of businesses, and he contacted a big farmer and explained to him what the fruit is. And the guy was taking more of a challenge, he told me. This farmer, like, he wanted this challenge, grow this fruit that was never grown in the United States before. It's only in the Middle East, and in Greece they have it. And he was taking it as a challenge, and he looked into it. He says, you know, it's not simple to cultivate. It'll take many years until we get the fruits. My friend, he wanted to impress upon him how important this is, so he told him that the Jews, you know, when it comes to their holiday, they spend a lot of money on this fruit. And the guy asked how much. He goes, oh, they'll spend $5 for fruit. He didn't want to tell him it's $100. And the guy was going crazy. $5 for one citrus fruit? He couldn't believe it. He thought that was all he meant. So you see that, and he took the challenge. Remember, the first 3 years was Arla, so it wasn't, you couldn't use it anyway, and the next year is not nearby. And we got to the fifth year, I was in touch with him, and he said the crops weren't doing that well. It took a long time. Eventually, it wasn't really doing well. Eventually, he sold the business, and because it wasn't producing enough to sell in America. And a few years later, you have the whole business of California Sregim. The next guy that bought it out, I think he's making money on it. But to buy an Esrig just for Achina, for the value of eating it, is maybe $5. So, if somebody buys an esrog of shviyas for $100, does the entire $100 become kedusha shviyas? Or do you say just the part that's the value la'achila is kedusha shviyas? It's hard to say, on the one hand, you gave $100 for an esrog of shviyas, the whole $100 should be kedusha shviyas. But on the other hand, time for Yeshua's mistabra, only the part that's right, that you pay for la'achla, to eat it, should be kedusha shviyas. So only $5 of that money should be Kedusha Shviyas. The other $95 is paid for the mitzvah. That should not be Kedusha Shviyas on that money. So the guy that gets the $100, only $5 he has to treat for Kedusha Shviyas, not the full $100. That's the, what?
It's Murisa, he's
paying for it. So I think this well, we're talking about, it's only one, the Gemara talks about how do you buy an esrog. But if you're buying it one fruit at a time, let's say one fruit, which is a small amount, it's not called tzair, maybe. This is the way for a tzair. And the chakir is, what is kedusha shviyas? Is kedusha shviyas etzem peri, or is it the mitzvah of la'achla? La'achla, the mitzvah of achina. The mitzvah of achina is only what you would pay to eat the esrog, and that's only, so only that $5 of the money should become kedusha shviyas. Azechot neshun tzair. Lamaisa, if that's true, how would you know which $5 of this is the Kedusha Shviyas and which is the 95 that's not? How do you divide it up? So the Mechasenach Mizanus Neshua, and he says, he explains this, Mizanus Neshua means with the Gemara Tumura, the Flambit. The Gemara Tumura, the Mishnah says, the Halacha is, we know the Mishnah Tumura of Mechia Kelev. If you take a seh and you trade it for a dog, for a Kelev, that said, possible for a carbon. Even though you look at this sheep, nothing happened to the sheep, the exact same sheep, but the fact that it was traded in for a dog, from a dog, that becomes a mechir kelnav, and it's also for a carbon. The Gemara says, what's the halacha if you have two shutvim that own together, but shutvim is 19 sein, 19 sheep, and one kelnav, and one dog, and then these two shutvim split, they divide it up, one of them takes 10 set, one of them takes 10 sheep, and the other one takes 9 sheep and one dog. So the Gemara says, the guy that took the 10 sheep, one of them is a Mechia Kelev. One of them is Pasuk Karban. So the Gemara says, how do you know which one is the one that was Tumuras the Kelev? How do you know which one is Mechia Kelev? So the Gemara says, you just take one off. Just take one off, and you say, this is the one that's the Mechia Kelev, and it's Pasuk Karban, and the other 9 sheep are Motuk. So Taisa Yisakasha, how does that work? How do you know which one? So text says, if you hold Yesh Breyer, we know it's famous Machlekes and Shas of Ein Breyer, Yesh Breyer, we can't go into all the cases right now, then you can say it works with Breyer. Breyer tells you afterwards, you Mavari afterwards, this is the one that was the Mechei Kelam. But if you hold Ein Breyer, how does it work? So text says, Marzik HaChidosh. Text says that when do you say Ein Breyer, that's by something which was Nikka beforehand, and then it fell in as Harubis, and now you want to be Mavari, which one it is, that you can't do. But something which came to the world in this Harubis, came mixed up to begin with, that everybody holds Yesh Breira.
And there's no problem with Kol Kruva.
With what?
Kol
It's not a question of roiv. It's a question of prayer. Prayer. If it came in the world with haruvus, then everybody will hold that yesh prayer. The main over here, this mechir kelnav happened from the beginning of the question, from the creation of the mechir kelnav, from the time of the whole separation of the whole division. As a mela, you can always do prayer according to everybody and take off one. The Melech Chisrinach, he himself mentions this might be different or the same, probably different than the Matcha, the famous Matcha that holds that the Matcha says that something that, what's he say again, something that when it comes into the world, if it comes into Arubis, it's not bottle. Right, that it's in a bittel b'shishim or bittel b'roiv, it's only if it fell in the place of a cane. He talks about the Mishnah Gemara says, Yivamish Roka Kedam is a good chalitza, but in chalitza you're supposed to do, so the woman's supposed to expectorate, spit in front of the oven. What if she spits blood, no saliva? It's supposed to be saliva, she spits blood, only blood comes out of her mouth. So Gemara says, it's not possible, it's not possible to have blood without a little bit of saliva, there must be a little bit of saliva. In fact, the matcha, it's matcha in the chulin. In fact, the matcha, the chayr, that rake should be bottled b'raiv. It's only a drop rake, you can't even see it in the blood, right? So this is what Macha says is chiddush. Since that rake came into the world in a terubis, it's stuck in that bottle. That's why it's good rake. Okay, but Al-Kaponim, that's how this would work also. Since when you bought this esrog for a mitzvah, in this $100 from the beginning, $5 was for the mitzvah, was for the value of the eichel. $5 was the value of the eating it. And according to the Mitznei Shusara, that would be the only dish you spend that $5. You can be mavarit afterwards. You can take it, say afterwards, and say, this is the part of Zachil. But upon them, this is the Pnei Yeshua Svara, that when you buy an esrog for a mitzvah, only what the value of the esrog Zachila becomes Kedusha Shviyas. Not the whole $100, not all the money. The problem is, the Mechafin himself asks from Mefesh Taisis and Mefesh Gemara. The Gemara says that when you buy, like we mentioned before, how do you buy an esrog on Shviyas? So the Gemara says, you should buy it for you're only buying one, so it's not called Tzayr. But then the Gemara asks, it's more than Mazon Gimel Sudeis. And more than Mazon Gimel Sudeis is a Tzayr, already a Shayr of Tzayr. And Befrat, the Gemara says, maybe it's only one, so it's not such a problem. But the Gemara says, Ein Moistrin, Yosrin Mazon Gimel Sudeis Amaretz. You can't give that much money to an Amaretz, who's chashed on being Mekayim, Kedusha Shviyas. So the Gemara talks about Yimavli, it's B'dmei Lulav. You pay just for the Lulav, and you mavli it zomim in the middle. The Gemara talks about how you do it. But upon them, you see from the Gemara says that an esrog is worth more than Mazon Gimel Sudeis. In fact, taste the Pasha Kasha. How can esrog be more than Mazon Gimel Sudeis? An esrog itself is a fruit. You can't say, how can it be more than, it's not even one Suda. It's only a fruit. It's not even valuable. How can the Gemara call an esrog Mazon Gimel Sudeis when you can't make three meals out of an esrog? An esrog isn't even one Suda. And the text brings down the Gemara in Me'ila talks about a case where they bought an esrog for pruta, says straight out, it's only a pruta. So the text is, that Gemara Me'ila that says the esrog is only a pruta is talking about an esrog not for a mitzvah, maybe a pasul esrog. Over here we're talking about an esrog for a mitzvah. An esrog for a mitzvah, dama bikarim, it's more expensive. Even in Tesis times, the value of an esrog for a mitzvah was more than Mazon Gimel Sudeis. So you see the Feresh from Tesis and from the Gemara that the whole value of the esrog for the mitzvah is has to be shviyas. This is the chayr nagz nei shuvus
var. Why?
The
chayr is totally the same thing. You know that the chayr is also only totally lachol.
No chayr is that's
why? Who's the one?
Because also the same thing. Lachol and chayr is what we're going out from. It's impossible.
Lachol and
chayr. Flowers might not have to be chayr. Like a little doesn't have to be chayr. So basically, what I want to say was that This is really what Rabbeinu was saying. I think the chakir here is, the susadam here is the din of Kedusha Shviyas on the etzem peri, or the din of Kedusha Shviyas of la'ochla, the mitzvah of achingas shviyas, kedaka, the way you're supposed to be making the mitzvah, and that's the ikedin of kedusha shviyas. If the ikedin of kedusha shviyas is la'ochla to be making the mitzvah of la'ochla, then you can say like the Pnei Yeshua Svar that the stopka on the shear, which is very la'achila, would be kedusha shviyas, not the rest of the money they gave for mitzvah. And then you could say like our svar, that even on the money of Peir Shviyas, the Shia should be B'Kazayis. The Shia should be B'Kazayis. But if you're going to say that, no, it's that's the Medina, Peir Shviyas, HaKadusha Shviyas, and whatever you give, Tzimuus, that's Peir Shviyas, don't look at the how much you give me Achina, that becomes Kadusha Shviyas, that would be Takta with Smashu from Taisis. That even all the money that you spent for the mitzvah, though you spent $100 on that, so again for achim, it's only worth $5, but you're spending more for the mitzvah. But all the money becomes kedusha shviyas because it's connected to etzem peri. It's not connected to the mitzvah law. It's connected to etzem peri. As a mingla, you say that, then you can say that some money becomes kedusha shviyas, and that would be the main issues for the shir becomes a pruta. Because now we're not looking at the mitzvah law. We're looking at the money itself. It became kedusha shviyas connected to the peri. So now the etzem money is kedusha shviyas, and now we're dealing with the etzem money, the shir is a puta. That's an issue as well. Just want to say the Mechasnuch is married one more halacha. He says, even according to this side of the issue, which is Mashmah Taisis, that when you buy an esrig for $100 for a mitzvah, the whole $100 becomes kedusha shviyas. But even that's only because the value of the esrig was $100 at least for the mitzvah. But let's say somebody overpays for an esrig. He wants to be Mahana and Ani, the Deaf Covet. He sees an Ani, he's walking with one apple. From Peir Shviyas, and he goes over to the guy and he goes, I want, you know, sell it to me, I'll give you $20. It's only worth $1. He gives him $20 and he says, keep the change. He wants to do the cover, give him the sucker. That's Pusha, in that case, only $1 will be Kedusha Shviyas. The extra $19 that he gave him, the mice, that wasn't the cloud part of it. He meant the matana, he meant stuck, he's doing it with that cover. He told the Ani, I'm buying it from you. But the Mechus Chinoz Zok, in that case, that Mechur is Mustabra, that for sure only $1 will be Kedusha Shviyas, not the whole $20. Okay. Another time, we'll speak maybe about other Nyanam. Okay.